This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3. The Fan segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, as A.J. Przinski, foul territory, former Rangers catcher, amongst other teams, joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I am good. How are y'all doing? I got to see the Ranger boys yesterday.
Yeah. We were excited to get to talk to you about that and get your impression. What'd you think of the guys?
Well, they're happy. I mean, they're excited. I mean, listen, they got some guys on there that you don't get to hear talk a lot, but when you get them talking, they're pretty good. From, you know, Corey Seager, Boach came on with us. It was a great guest list yesterday, and I love my time with the Rangers, so to get to go back and see some of the people behind the scenes, Rich Rice and Brandon, some of the other guys, and then you had Beltran, Elvis Andrews, and Colby Lewis, some of my former teammates. It was a great day out in Surprise.
It is really exciting right now. Obviously, the World Series a couple of years ago, but the group of guys that CY has brought back together and the promise on paper is really exciting. I'd love to get your thoughts on DeGrom taking something off his fastball this year as a catcher, obviously. How much does that impact his ability to get guys out?
Well, I mean, so he's going to go from 102 to 100?
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Come on. I wish he would have done that when I had to face him. I would have had much more success off of him than I did. So, I saw where he's going to try and stay healthy. Listen, the biggest thing for him is just stay healthy. So if it means instead of throwing 102, you throw 100, he's got to do what he's got to do. But this guy, when he's right, is one of the best pitchers in baseball. So, yeah, I'm all for whatever you have to do to stay on the field. And if that means going a couple mile an hour down, then fine. But I know talking to Boach yesterday and talking to the Rangers guys, they're going to do everything in their power to keep him on the field. And we'll see, because they need him. And if he's healthy, again, he's one of the best pitchers there, going.
AJ's a former catcher. I think one of my favorite acquisitions was getting Kyle Higashioka, and now you're able to have him split time with Jonah Heim. What do you think about that tandem going into the season for the Rangers?
Oh, man, I love Higgy. I love Jonah Heim. 2 years ago, Jonah Heim, you could make an argument, as one of the top two or three catchers in baseball the year he had offensively and defensively. He got a little dinged up last year. I think if you talk to Boach, I don't want to say they played him a little bit too much, but he just got, I think, a little bit tired out after the World Series. You play an extra month, you don't really get the time to recover. He had some injuries that nailed him. But I love Higgy. We've had Higgy on our show. We've had Jonah on our show, foul territory, numerous times, and they're great. But at the end of the day, listen, as a guy that caught a lot of games in your career, it's nice to have a quality backup that you know can go out there and do the job. Listen, Higgy goes out there, he catches great, he's athletic as all, he's a great quote, and he hits you a homer every once in a while. So that definitely helps.
Hey, AJ, you know, when you're traveling around to these camps and stuff like that, what was your game plan going into when you were going into Texas? What did you want to learn about the Rangers before you got there in Surprise?
I just wanted to learn how they were going to handle their pitching staff with DeGrom, Malley, Bradford, Evaldi, right? What are they going to do with these guys? Jack Leiter, Kamar Rocker, what are they going to do with all these guys? And you get a sense of it. You get a sense talking to Boach. I played for Mike Maddox in Texas, so I have a relationship with him. I can sit down with him and ask him questions. And I just wanted to see where they're at. Now, yesterday they got a little bit of bad news. I saw where Malley and Bradford had some things, no structural damage. So that was a little bit concerning from their standpoint. So they were kind of a little bit, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? But they do have a little bit of depth, which is nice for the Rangers and for their staff. But I just wanted to really know how they were feeling, because that's the biggest thing is health. If the Rangers are healthy, they're going to be good. I mean, they're going to hit. I know people last year were concerned, you know, they couldn't hit the fastball. They had some struggles with some things here and there. But the Rangers are going to hit with who they brought in and who they have returning. I think a healthy year from Seager, Adolis Garcia is going to be back. I really do like this team, and I like where they're headed, but it's just going to come down to health, like pretty much every other team in baseball, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of the health, though, Rocker and Leiter, you got to catch up with them, and they've kind of had maybe not the easiest transition as we expected when they got drafted from Vandy, but what stood out from your conversations with them? Leiter's had a hell of a spring.
Yes. Yes, he has. And listen, you know what I'm amazed by is the poise, the personality, and the presence and the confidence of those two guys. When you talk to those two guys, it's just the way they handle themselves. Now, obviously, Jack Leiter has a little bit of a step up because of who his dad is, and Kamar has a little bit of something, but his dad did play football, not baseball. So It's the presence they have. It's the size of those guys. And it's just they kind of know what they need to do to be big league pitchers and big league successful pitchers. And that's what's amazing about a lot of these young kids. But when you get around Rocker and you get around Leiter, listen, they have Jake DeGrom. They have Nathan Eovaldi. They have these guys that have pitched in the biggest moments in the biggest situations. So they have great role models. And I think that's one of the things that Chris Young has done a good job of is kind of meshing the veterans with the rookies to the younger guys, and then having the veterans show these guys without taking away their personality and without taking away what makes them, molding them into future, not only big leaguers, but future stars.
AJ Pierzynski with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I saw a clip I wanted to ask you about. Can you let us know what is so amazing about these Japanese toilets? I've heard incredible things.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever seen South Park? You guys ever watched South Park?
Yes, yes.
Well, if you don't have one, I can't explain it to you. So, man, how do I explain this? I have one in my house, and, you know, they open up when you walk near them. They do everything for you, so you don't really have to do anything yourself, meaning you don't have to really, you know, scrub yourself, clean yourself, wipe yourself, however you want to describe it. Mm-hmm. It has dryer on it. It has a heated seat when you sit on it. It is just one of those things that if you haven't had one and you've never been able to use one, then you don't know what you're missing. And I mean, it has a remote control on it. What guy doesn't like a remote control on anything? So there's a remote control for the toilet. You know, my first time I ever had one was in 2014 when I was with the Red Sox. They had one in their clubhouse, and I was like, oh, I was in the process of building a house, and I was like, I only asked my wife for one thing, and it was a Japanese toilet in my part of the bathroom.
That's phenomenal. So are you a sit to pee guy because the toilet is just so comfortable at home?
I mean, let's be honest, no man in the middle of the night when you get up in the middle of the night and you have to pee. You don't want to miss, right? So, I mean, every guy that says, oh, I've never sat to pee, you're lying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Does this thing have lights on? I'm looking at some photos. It looks like have like a light show going on at this, you know?
Oh, light shows. I mean, everything you can think of. It has a dryer. It oscillates. It pulsates. I mean, it does everything. I don't know. It's just one of those things that until you've tried it and until you've actually experienced one of these, it's just different.
Do you like to humble yourself from time to time and use like a public restroom just to remember what it feels like so you don't take it for granted?
Every once in a while I'll have to, and it's like, man, I miss one thing, and it is the Japanese toilet.
It's not the same.
Do you miss anything about Texas?
Right. I love Texas. I love my time in Texas. Listen, I really enjoyed my time in Texas. I was only there a year, but I'm at White Sox camp today. I just saw Martin Perez, who was a teammate of mine in Texas. And I enjoyed the fans. I enjoyed the stadium. People say it was hot, but, man, I loved it hot. Taking the field when it was 115 degrees at 8 o'clock at night was fine with me. I love the people I got to meet there, from Ron Washington, Mike Maddox, you know, John Daniels, who was the GM at the time. Nolan Ryan was around at the time. And then the guys I got to play with, I mean, Beltre, Andrews, Kinsler, Mitch Moreland, Derek Holland, just all these guys that were incredible. Just loved my time in Texas. And I wish I would have been able to come back the next year, but it wasn't in the cards. And I went on to the Red Sox, but I really did enjoy my time in Texas. I lived in Dallas, made the commute every day. Loved where I lived in what is it called, Midtown in Dallas, and just had a great time. I mean, you know, Yu Darvish was there. He's still pitching. It was a special time, and it was really enjoyable. I just wish we would have won game 163 against the Rays instead of getting it beat by David Price.
Yeah, that was tough, but good season, man. And thanks for the work. It was a lot of fun having you here, and great job here with the Foul Territory Show. Salute and congrats on all your success.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bochy jokes with me yesterday when I'm doing my Fox games. He's like, man, you were like one of our regular announcers. How many times I got to do Rangers games. So I still enjoy going back there. I love the area, and I was proud to be a Ranger for a little while.
Right on. We'll see you over there. There he goes. AJ Przinsky here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Sounds like my man was describing those Drake toilets. Remember Drake sent DJ Khaled a fantastic toilet?
Yep. Might have been one.
Yeah, bro. It's got the heated seats on there. Blow up in there for it. Yeah, I got the bidet, man. I love the bidet. That's why I was tripping out yesterday. You guys were talking about wipes. I was like, okay, I didn't know how the wipe game happened unless, you know, it's an away game. Then I just throw it away in the toilet because, you know, it's industrial trash cans.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How, do you get to, like, change the temperature on that bidet water, or is it always the same? Is it cold?
It's pretty much all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's models where you can change it, but I didn't get that model at the time. If I rebought it, I'd probably look for something better.
And do you have, like, the air thing, too? Do you have, like, the dryer at the end?
No, a splish splash. I was taking a bath down there.
That's so it splish splashes, and then you actually go with the clean wipe, the cleansing wipe?
The toilet paper,
just the toilet paper, just to pat it dry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clean, man. You can eat off this thing.
Yeah, good to go.
Don't doubt it.
Clean. Oh, thank you.
All right, our winner and champ right here, Seattle Mariners broadcaster, hit by a foul ball. His name is Rick Riz, and he took one, lost his Riz.
On Hoskins. Now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul.
Jeez.
Get you?
man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
Did it get you?
Am I alive? Take me, Jesus.
Did it get you? What do you think that was?
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be...
There we go. Yeah.
We'll come back.
The least
we'll
I
come back
do.
Right after this.
Well, at least one of us will. I don't know about Rick.
Yeah. Poor guy. All right, what else? Hey, you know that Patrick Dumont guy?
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever like looked at his face, and you got to say what he looked like.
Yeah.
I think he looks like Alfred E. Newman.
That's
especially right around that mouth area.
Yeah, he's got that tooth gap.
Yeah, he's got
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
On the mouth.
Yeah, on the mouth. It's Alfred E. Newman in a suit.
Absolutely.
I also thought he looked like the Mark Davis of the NBA, you know, the Raiders owner.
Yeah, I see that.
Absolutely can see that, too.
Yeah, I see that.
Separated at birth. We got a bad situation on our hands.
Yeah, we do. This is not good.
I mean, this is way worse than Jerry. Way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he insulted the Mavs fans like, you guys just don't see it yet.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, we have Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, and Derek Lively. Hello.
What do you got? Well, all right, anyway.
What are you so mad about?
Yeah.
Get over it.
It's a big deal, bro.
I mean, if you know basketball.
Jeez.
You know basketball.
I guess you guys just don't know ball. When we can get them on the floor together, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Anthony Davis is good for two quarters, bro. Let's go to Charles Barkley. He dropped this on us, and I had no idea that Charles was this low.
We should take a shower in our uniforms because, you know, we flew commercial my first few years.
Wait, time out. There's no era where you did.
Yes, it is.
Stop, you're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that you were supposed to wash your uniform with it on. You're making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Let him finish.
I've never heard. No one in the right mind has ever done that.
Let him finish, Kenny. Please do.
And soap. They give you soap.
Let him finish, Kenny.
When I first got to the NBA, we flew commercial.
Yes.
I'm not disagreeing with you. So when you played the night before and flew the next morning, when was you exactly going to get your uniform clean?
Exactly.
You had to wash your uniform yourself. So after the game, when you got to your room, you took a shower in your uniform and dried it and dropped on the commercial airline the next morning.
Were you with Jed Clampett?
No, please.
Jed Clampett.
That's why you had to let him finish.
Come on. Yeah, have you ever heard of this in your life, Clark?
Well,
how are y'all cleaning y'all uniforms? You're cleaning fucking uniforms?
No, somebody.
Washing a dryer or someone else.
When you're flying the next morning.
You can clean your uniform without showering in it.
Well,
that is possible. You can actually clean it without showering in it.
In it. You don't have to have it on.
Yeah, but
it's easier to do it that way.
It's just easier. I think that was his rookie hazing, and he never found out.
Yeah, kid, we just wear them on the plane.
You got to wash your own. Most of us just wear it while we wash it.
Two for one deal.
Yeah.
We had a dude in boot camp. He was a never nude. And you have to get new to take a shower in the Navy because it's supposed to be real fast. Six head shower, 40 dudes going through that one time. It's like a little train pause. But my man did not want to get nude. And the RDC, the guy that's over us, was like, hey, everybody, you know, get down to your skivvies, get in there, get in the shower, get all your stuff, blah, 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 blah. My man was standing there with his shorts on. And the RDC came in there and said, I said get naked! I said, that's the first time I've ever heard a dude just scream, get naked. That was wild. I said get naked!
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, it's just KC Masterpiece now, right?
Just KC. Yeah.
Just KC Masterpiece. Kevin's favorite college basketball team broke his heart today. It was an injury. Well, you know, we'll see.
How did everything go so wrong so quickly?
It would have been the first time since 2015 they would have had a chance to win the championship.
I mean, they were in the Final Four a few years ago.
They didn't have a chance that year.
No chance. Quick Cliff's notes. I do love
Ooh.
Excuse me. All right, so somebody texted in and they were like,
excuse me.
Wow, he was so befuddled that he couldn't even just seamlessly correct himself.
He just let that
sit. He just let that fact about himself just hang there forever.
hang there forever.
Just hanging. Just dangling out there for the world to see.
Some accidental shots sometimes, they just work, bro. Just claim it. Beat your chest and run down the court.
Oh, man.
I called bank on that. Yeah,
bro. Ball's back.
Yeah. Last one's a church clip, man. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes.
Whoa!
Freddie, you're in your bag right now, sir. Look him up. And Reverend Ike, look up Reverend Ike, too, if you want to be mesmerized. I got a church clip. Have you guys heard that Meg Thee Stallion song, Mamushi or something like that? She does with the Japanese dude?
No.
I think so.
Wakashi Wasta.
Yes. I have heard it.
Wakashi Wasta. Well, they're calling this girl right here Messiah Thee Stallion because she went to remix that song and brought it to the church.
It is a good beat.
Messiah Thee Stallion. Is it Hagee after the news that Cooper Flagg got hurt was developing? I guess x-rays were negative, which means nothing's broken.
Nothing's broken.
And he was sitting on the bench. So is he going to keep playing? I don't know. That might scare me out of the game.
He's probably not going to play in the tournament.
Anymore. Wheelchair was a bad look.
Yeah, it was. That did not appear to be promising
full
for
their Pierce
NCAA tournament chances.
Never
Kenny calling out Charles for showering with his uniform on. I don't know. I think I believe Charles. Is it Rick Riz hit by a pitch? That's my vote, Chief. Going with the champ.
Going with Hagee's vulnerability.
Lucius?
Charles Barkley.
Okay, we're tied at one. Wolchuk.
This is really tough. I think I've got to go with Hagee here.
Brian?
I was going to go with Charles Barkley.
We're tied at two. Is it Kenny or is it Hagee? Jump on to @GBagNation. We're going to create a little Insta poll for you to vote on while we're at break. We'll come back and announce the winner. And then what do we have in store next? The worst. Oh, there it is, Chief. What you got?
Yeah, well, we have a battle for sports quote of the day champion. So we'll crown that. And I believe this to be the worst non-life-threatening condition that a human being could have. That's next.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.